Welcome to Inside HMCTS, the podcast where we take you behind the scenes of our courts and tribunals and the people who help make them work. Today, we take a closer look at our Welsh language services and the support available to people who want to use Welsh when using our services. In this episode, you hear from the team who explain what the service offers, who can use it, how to access help, and why using your preferred language can make such a difference during what are often sensitive and emotional moments. Whether you're a Welsh speaker, learning the language, or simply curious about the support available, this episode will guide you through everything you need to know. So to start us off, can you introduce yourselves, please?
So I'm Hywel, and I'm the head of Welsh Language Services in HMCTS.
I'm Karen, I'm head of Welsh Language Translation within HMCTS Welsh Language Unit.
I'm Married, the Welsh Language Support Manager in the Welsh Language Unit.
In simple terms, what does the Welsh Language Service team actually do?
Well, basically, we provide a range of various services. Translation, naturally, is the one that comes to mind immediately. That is translation of material of all kinds, reports, court orders and so on from English into Welsh. We provide a telephony service for those people who want to discuss and talk about their cases with us in Welsh. And we provide a design service as well. And allied to that, of course, is the wider sort of policy and strategic work allied to operating our Welsh language scheme.
So why does HMCTS have a Welsh language service team?
Because people in Wales who want to interact with us in Welsh are entitled to do so. And we exist to ensure that they can exercise that right.
What kind of support can people get from your team? Is it things like translated forms, Euros in Welsh, interpreters?
All of those things, actually. If they want to speak to us in Welsh, they can use our Welsh language helpline. We have different numbers for each of the jurisdictions. If translation is required, then Karen's team and the team of translators that we have can deal with that. If somebody wants to speak Welsh in a court or tribunal, we can arrange interpreters for the benefit of those people who don't speak Welsh.
Who can use your services? Is it only for people who speak Welsh fluently?
Yeah, it's for everybody, every level of Welsh. If you speak Welsh fluently, or if you have a little bit of Welsh, or if you want to use English words with your Welsh, everything is acceptable and everything is fine with us. We just want to do the best that we can to ensure that you feel comfortable when you use our services.
And I would add to that that the message from not just us, but the wider judiciary is for Welsh speakers to use the Welsh that they've got. It doesn't need to be of a particular standard.
Do people have to request Welsh services, or is it offered automatically?
When people arrive in court in the morning, they are offered, if they want to speak Welsh in their hearing, the court clerk or whoever will ask them that question. And then we will facilitate that if they want. So if somebody in that hearing doesn't understand Welsh, then we would arrange an interpreter for the benefit of those people. And with written translations, everything is requested to us internally by forms for the staff. But the telephone helpline, like we say, there's designated numbers for the Welsh helpline. So they phone them directly and get the Welsh service instantly by phoning those special numbers.
I mean, in magistrates' court cases, there is no compulsion on anyone to give us information beforehand that they wish to use the Welsh language. But naturally, if a case progresses to a trial, then in case management meetings, the requirement to use Welsh will obviously be highlighted and discussed. And it's the same with Crown Court cases and most family civil and tribunal cases, is that we will be able to identify and be told about that requirement beforehand, which then enables us to, in most cases, make sure that an interpreter is present.
Without sharing any confidential information, can you give an example of how your team helps someone going through the court or tribunal process?
I can think of a recent case, actually, when there was a family case being dealt with by magistrates, and there was a call from the legal advisor who was dealing with that case to our office to say that they needed an interpreter because the mother in the case was clearly more comfortable in speaking Welsh. So we were able to arrange for one of our interpreters to go straight down to the court that day, which made a huge difference to the mother in that case, because she was then able to discuss the case in the language that she was most comfortable, which then enabled the court to make some progress. And I think they were struggling with progress before that point because the mother wasn't able to best express herself. Everybody at the end of that case were very grateful to those to the interpreter for going down at short notice, because the case was progressed, and both mother and father actually were able to use the language that they were more comfortable in.
Is there a common myth or misunderstanding about using Welsh services that you'd like to clear up?
I think sometimes those that don't speak Welsh question why a Welsh speaker would want to speak Welsh in a court or tribunal hearing, not quite understanding that although they can speak English, of course they can, it's a matter of how best can they communicate and give over their evidence, especially in a highly emotive environment like a court or a tribunal hearing. If we look at it from a perspective of Welsh speakers, then quite often they might feel that they are reticent to use the language because they feel they might cause the court an inconvenience, and also that they think quite wrongly that they have to have a certain standard of Welsh. And that is not true, and there is a welcome for anyone to speak Welsh or use the Welsh language in their interaction with us.
And just to add that, in terms of interpretation, I think a common myth within that is that the interpreter is there for the benefit of the Welsh speaker rather than those who don't understand Welsh. So people think that the interpreter is there to interpret from English into Welsh for the Welsh speaking person, where in fact the interpreter is there to facilitate proceedings if somebody wants to speak Welsh, and it's for the benefit of the non-Welsh speaking parties or persons in the court.
Very interesting, thank you. If someone listening wants to use our services in the Welsh language, what should they do?
It depends actually on which service that they are interested in using and what the jurisdiction is. If they just want to speak to us in Welsh about their case, and that can be in any jurisdiction, they can use our Welsh language helplines, which are advertised online. They can also follow us on social media for more information about those telephone numbers. There are other things they can do. They can apply for a divorce online. They can make a plea online. As I say, it just depends on the jurisdiction.
Naturally, our services in Welsh are also available to those that work in the legal profession. And if they've got a MyHMCTS account, then they can access 7 different services, just as they can in English, through the medium of Welsh.
If there's one thing you'd like listeners to remember about Welsh language services, what would it be?
That they're there to be used, in the simple answer. We need people to be aware of them. In effect, that's partly why we are doing this podcast, to raise awareness. But it's to use the service either orally or digitally. That's what we want.
I think the important thing is for people to feel confident in the language that they're using when they access court services. So if they feel more comfortable speaking Welsh, they should exercise that right to do so.
What we've also tried on our digital services is to use language that is clear to understand for people so that they can continue on that particular journey through the medium of Welsh. Because the experience we have is that those people who do interact with us in Welsh, they find it a very rewarding experience.
Thank you. And this might be one for three of you to answer if you can keep it concise. But I think it'd be nice to hear from all of you on this. Why does this work matter to you personally?
It's important to me that people can communicate with us in the language that they feel most comfortable, particularly when you think of the nature of people's interactions with us as an organisation.
And for me, it's that people can speak the language that they're most comfortable in when they feel in the vulnerable situation, like Mario was saying. It's their right to be able to speak Welsh, and we should be able to facilitate that at all times.
For me, it's a passion. It's more of a calling than a career, and also predominantly because it's in the justice arena, and justice is important.
Is there a demand for Welsh language services?
Yes, there is certainly a demand for Welsh language services. I think research across public sector organisations has shown us that if people see that the Welsh language service is there and as equally accessible as the English, then they will use it. And we can testify, certainly from our Welsh language telephony service, that is growing month on month. And in January this year, for example, we had nearly 300 people calling us on the Welsh language helpline.
And that's the end of this episode of Inside HMCTS. A big thank you to Howell, Karen and Mari for explaining the work of the Welsh Language Unit and the support they provide to people. If you want to use HMCTS services in Welsh, whether that's talking to someone about your case, applying for a divorce, making a plea online or getting documents translated, you can find helpline numbers and guidance on GovUK. Just simply search Welsh Language HMCTS. For more episodes and transcripts, visit GovUK and search Inside HMCTS. Thanks again for listening, and join us next time as we share more stories from across our justice system.